also online. The time is 1 o'clock. Time for the news with David Cornett.
The government is due to set out plans to force those who are unemployed for more than a year to carry out unpaid community work or risk losing their benefits. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, has criticised the proposals, saying they risked sending people into a downward spiral of despair. The Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, said they'd help people to gain the skills they needed to get back into work. People in Burma have voted in the country's first general election for 2 decades. Most candidates were from 2 large parties linked to the military. Opposition candidates faced obstacles to taking part and complained of voter intimidation. Foreign observers were banned. The US President, Barack Obama, who's on a visit to India, described the vote as anything but free and fair. A march will be held in Lossiemouth in Moray this afternoon, calling for the town's RAF base to be saved. There are fears that the Tornado aircraft based there will be transferred to Norfolk. The Defence Secretary, Liam Fox, says no decisions have been made. The Deputy Labour leader, Harriet Harman, has said the former Immigration Minister, Phil Woolas, has no future as a Labour MP, even if he succeeds in overturning a ruling which stripped him of his seat. An election court decided on Friday that he'd said things, knowing they were untrue, about his Liberal Democrat opponent. The Formula One world champion Jenson Button has escaped unhurt after an armed gang attacked his car near the Interlagos circuit in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo. His driver forced his way through the traffic and escaped from the danger. Pope Benedict has consecrated the Sagrada Familia Church in Barcelona, the most famous creation of the architect Antoni Gaudí. It was begun in 1882, it's not yet finished, and won't be for at least another 15 years. And the weather, a bright but chilly day for most places. There may be some scattered showers in southeast England with a risk of hail. Winds will strengthen in the west with rain for Northern Ireland by dusk. BBC News and Weather at 1:02.
With David Cornett. I'm Jill Anderson. Very good afternoon to you. I mentioned Radio 3 Requests a couple of minutes ago. Also in that programme, performances by Victoria de Los Angeles and Gundula Janowitz, an unusual version of Saint-Saëns Danse Macabre, and the composer John Metcalf explains why Ravel's Piano Concerto is his idea of musical heaven. That's followed at 4 o'clock by Choral Evensong, another chance to hear Wednesday's service from New College, Oxford, with music by Herbert Howells, John Blow and Bach. But now it's time for the Early Music Show. Lucy Skeeping presents highlights of a concert recorded at this year's Schwetzingen Festival. Thank you.
an improvisation on a traditional Sephardi song. And applause there from the packed audience at the Rococo Theatre in Schwetzingen. The performers for the whole of today's programme are an ensemble led by the famous gamba player Jordi Savall, not his regular early music group, Hesperian 20, but for this concert he was joined by three outstanding musicians whose musical roots represent a broader culture. The Moroccan oud player Driss El Maloumi, Greek guitarist Dimitri Personis, and the Spanish percussionist Pedro Estevan. The concert was given as part of the 2010 Schwetzingen Festival, and it featured an intriguing mix of music from all around the Mediterranean and beyond, from the Pyrenees as far east as Afghanistan. We've actually begun at the end of their performance with their encore. Well, why not? And for the rest of today's programme, we'll be hearing some more highlights. So lots of lovely music to enjoy over the next hour. The Sephardi repertoire, as many of you will know, is the music of the Spanish Jews. Sephard is the Hebrew word for Spain. It's a definition that's sometimes used quite loosely, though, because actually from 1492, Spain's joint monarchs, Ferdinand and Isabella, expelled all the Jews from the peninsula. Some stayed and converted to Christianity, although even they were never entirely left to live in peace, while others packed their belongings and travelled eastwards to Greece, Turkey, Egypt and North Africa, where they made their new homes. Their culture and their Spanish language they took with them. And so we find a whole host of wonderful and often very moving traditional Sephardi songs and melodies that were collected, many of them in the 20th century, in countries along the eastern Mediterranean and far, of course, from their Spanish roots. We'll hear the group perform another one in this next set, an instrumental version of an old love song, El Amor Yo No Sabia, that's thought to come from the old city of Smyrna in modern-day Turkey. First, though, we'll hear something that comes from one of the most extraordinary collections of music that's come down to us today from medieval times, the so-called Cantigas of Santa Maria. This anthology of songs and instrumental dances was put together in the 13th century by King Alfonso X of Castile, otherwise known as Alfonso the Wise, and wise he certainly was, an intellectual, a scientist, a linguist and a philosopher whose ideas on human rights is a lesson to us all. He may have been a devoted Christian, but at his court were Muslims and Jews whose own particular style so enriched the music. Thank you. applause there for Jordi Savall and friends playing an improvisation on a traditional Sephardic song at the Schwetzingen Festival in southwest Germany earlier this year. And before it, we heard a Rotundellus from the Candigas de Santa Maria. Next up, it's the longest set in their nearly two-hour concert. Four different pieces, all linked together without a break. And again, the ensemble gives us a broad geographical spread, starting with a piece from Italy, a traditional 14th century dance known as an istampita. Then comes an Afghan melody, Nastaran, and another Sephardic tune, this time probably originating in Alexandria, Io m'innamori d'un aere. And finally, to end the set, they perform a makam, an improvisation in which the player nevertheless has to follow a strict set of rules when it comes to structure and form. It's by another really interesting character, a Moldavian prince called Dmitri Cantemir, who lived and worked in Istanbul during the late 17th, early 18th centuries and absorbed the traditional styles to such an extent that he became one of their most acclaimed musicians. First, though, it's that foot-tapping Italian Istampita, performed by Jordi Savall on the viol or fiddle and Pedro Estevan on percussion.
Thank you.
A lively Turkish makam performed by Jordi Savall with Dris El Malumi on the oud, Dimitri Personis on the santur and Pedro Estevan on percussion. We also heard an Afghan melody and an instrumental version of an old Sephardi song. All part of this concert recorded at this year's Schwetzingen Festival. Well, another longish set now to take us to the end of today's early music show. And the performers again give us a wide spread of musical styles, both early and traditional. We'll hear a ritual Berber dance, probably from Egypt, and a traditional Persian melody called a Shahamezrab, played on the santur, sort of hammered dulcimer common to the Eastern Mediterranean, and also on the tamburello, which, as its name suggests, is a small hand drum. And then to end the set and today's programme, another dance from the Cantigas of Santa Maria, a lively saltarello. We don't know much about how these early dances might have looked, but possibly they were sort of medieval congas with the dancers in a long line weaving patterns around the hall. First, though, a rather haunting tune found in Bosnia, but with its roots in the Sephardic Jewish tradition. Saltarello from the 13th century collection, the Cantigas of Santa Maria, providing a joyful, energetic finish to today's programme. We've been hearing highlights from a concert recorded earlier this year at the Spetzingen Festival, given by Jordi Savall on early bowed instruments, Driss El Maloumi on the oud, the santur player Dimitri Personis, and on traditional percussion, Pedro Estevan. So that's it from me, Lucy Skeeping, and today's Early Music Show. And as much of the music we've heard may have been a little unfamiliar, if you'd like a detailed playlist, do visit our page on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio3.
The Early Music Show was produced in Manchester by Les Pratt. Well, next weekend, the programme features two concerts recorded at the recent Brighton Early Music Festival. On Saturday, the ensemble Passacaglia recreates music heard at an 18th century pleasure garden. And Emma Kirkby and the International Baroque Players mark Remembrance Sunday with music by Purcell, Carissimi and Pergolesi. So join us for those two programmes next weekend.
As the dark November nights draw in, the cool cats come out to play. Radio 3 brings you exclusive radio coverage of the 2010 London Jazz Festival. Some of the greatest living jazz musicians converge on London for 10 days of 18-karat music making. And if you can't get down to the Big Smoke, you can hear more than ever before from the festival on BBC Radio 3. Festival performances in Jazz Lineup, Performance on 3 and World Roots, and special editions of Jazz Record Requests and Jazz Library. And we'll kick off with a live launch show with some of this year's festival stars at Ronnie Scott's. This Friday night at 10 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, the time is just after 2 o'clock, and for the next 2 hours, we're in the company of Fiona Talkington and this week's pick of your Radio 3 requests.
La mort en cadence frappante une tombe avec son talon. La mort à minuit joue un air de danse, zigue zigue zac sur son violon. Le vent d'hiver souffle et la nuit est sombre. Des gémissements sortent des tilleuls. Les squelettes blancs vont à travers l'ombre, courant et sautant sous leur grand linceul. Zik, 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 chacun se trémousse, on entend claquer les os des danseurs. Un couple lascif s'assoit sous la mousse comme pour goûter d'anciennes douceurs. Zik, zik, zak, l'amour continue de racler sans fin son aigre instrument. Un voile est tombé, la danse s'énue, son danse la serre amoureusement. Dit-on, marquise ou baronne, et le ver galant, un pauvre charron, horreur, et voilà qu'elle s'abandonne, comme si le russe était un baron. Ziki, 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 quelle sarabande, qu'un cercle de mort se donne la main, ziki, ziki, zak, on voit dans la bande le roi combattu auprès du vilain. Mais pst, tout à coup, on quitte la ronde, on se pousse, on fuit, le coq a chanté. Oh, la belle nuit pour le pauvre monde. Et vive l'amour et l'égalité.
Death beating out his rhythm on the tombstones in Sasson's Danse Macabre, the vocal version which he drew on to make his well-known symphonic poem later on. José Van Damme and Jean-Philippe Collard, the performers there, for that request by Vivienne Pitcher, beginning today's pick of the pieces you've asked to hear on a Sunday afternoon. Coming up later on today, chamber music by Sibelius, stormy music by Benjamin Britten, and running through the programme, a thread of vintage voices with the countertenor sounds of Alfred Della, Hispanic Passion from Victoria de Los Angeles, and to finish, a complete performance of Strauss's 4 last songs from the Austrian soprano Gundula Janowitz. Next, though, a request from Jenny Covell from Prince's Risborough, who's asked to hear another much-loved singer, Margaret Price, in music from Elgar's The Kingdom, an oratorio which takes its scenes and texts from the Acts of the Apostles. At the city gates, Mary remembers that it was here in this temple that Jesus healed the sick. It's a poignant memory for a mother whose son is no longer with her. The sun goeth down, thou makest darkness, and it is night. I commune with mine own heart and meditate on thee.